What do you think about people who criticize that he can't throw the deep ball?
That they don't watch football. They just read box scores or kind of something like that. Tua led the NFL before the injuries last year in throwing the football downfield. And again, in week one, it was unbelievable to watch. He had the most 20-plus yard completions. This third down and 10 that him and his trainer worked on so diligently to be ready for the game showed up. I've never understood it with Tua. I've always said since his first year, he didn't throw the ball downfield in the NFL his rookie year because they didn't have anybody to throw the ball down to. Now, downfield too. Now that he has not one, but two guys to throw the football down to, he's one of the best deep ball throwers in the NFL. Yards per play in the NFL, the number one play is Tua throwing the football to Tyreek. The number two play is Tua throwing the football to Waddle. He absolutely is capable of doing it. And when people say that he can't, turn, walk away from the conversation and ignore that comment.
First of all, a couple of things. Number one, was supposed to be a quick take. That wasn't. Number two, here's the deal. Tua, will people stop lying? Who the hell is it that said that Tua couldn't throw the long ball since last year?
Tons of people.
Who are these
people?
I haven't seen them. Not since that. No. Not since last year. There is no way somebody watching football said that about Tua, watching him throw the football to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle last year. That is
See, people say it all the time, and they automatically go, that's why Justin Herbert should.
That is a lie. Last but not least, Dolphins offense, just a couple of stats that y'all might care about. Dolphins offense generated a league-high 17 explosive pass plays of 15 or more yards against the Chargers. Tyreek Hill had six catches that traveled 15 or more yards downfield, which is more than any of the other 31 teams, by the way. So I think it's important to point that out. Yes, Tua can throw the long ball. Obviously so.
Tua Tagovailoa, 28 for 45, 466 yards, three touchdowns, one interception. You heard the stats from Stephen A. and Dan Orlovsky. My goodness, he is now second in the running of the odds for MVP. With that being said, I think he silenced a lot of the critics in most parts of the country. Nonetheless, I'm hearing in the Boston, New England area, there's still people in the media and fans saying that Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Tua Tagovailoa. How? How can you say that? Where? Numbers-wise, wins-wise, everything-wise, how? Vlad, is there reasoning that people are saying that Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Tua Tagovailoa?
Yeah, there's only one reason.
He's our guy?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But you got to be honest with yourself.
It's a pretty much, and also the only correlation, you would say they both played at Alabama, maybe. I'm not too sure. I haven't checked it. I mean, I could look it up, but I don't know if Mac Jones had better in his one season starting. Does he have like the single season record in passing yards in Alabama? That would be the only way that you could say that, oh, he had better numbers as a starter, his 1 year as a starter in Alabama than Tua. But
Tua's own Belichick.
Or you could say Mac Jones at least led his team to a playoffs. Tua hasn't.
Well, last year, you don't think Tua hasn't? You don't consider Tua being
Tua
part
hasn't.
Of the team?
Did Tua start?
8-3.
Did Tua start?
In the playoff game?
Yeah.
No.
Mac Jones did. That's the only way. That would be the only way.
What an
argument. Dumb-dumbs in Boston and New England would say something like that. But other than that, no. Tua's... I'm low-key saying Tua might be the best quarterback out of all the Alabama starters right now.
Out of all the... Jalen Hurts is really good, though.
He's good, but these first two games, he hasn't looked pretty... he's looked pretty mediocre. No offense, Trev, but yeah, he hasn't looked that great.
Mac Jones, not as good as Tua.
But Tua's putting up silly numbers, bro. Like, that, he's on pace. You
when
know, I was talking
healthy.
During the break, the projections, they have him throwing for like, what is it?
Well, let's do the math. 466 times 17.
Like 8,855 yards or something like that?
I'm not that good of a mathematician, thanks to LSU and the Mass Comm School. You know, I try to get through it all. But let's try to do some math real quick. If Tua, all you got to do is keep the pace up, Tua.
That's it.
Actually,
what? Projection.
I'm going to give you a little bit of a break. Instead of 466, if you can just pass for 450 yards every single game, minus the 16, times 17, you're on pace to pass for 7,650 yards. That should win you the MVP this year.
You think?
Although that interception, that's got to scare you a little bit.
That one interception.
That one interception in a shootout.
Put it this way. If he's throwing those numbers and you scoring points, I can live with those that interception.
Well, that's the other thing I was talking about.
Because that's who you are. You're not. It's not. You're doing something that you're not. That's who you are. You're accurate. You get the ball. I mean, he might have one of the quickest releases out there, bro. Like, he gets that ball out there.
But that accuracy.
Whoo! Yeah.
Man.
And he's got touch now.
Yeah, that dime he dropped to Tyreek Hill for that touchdown at the end of the game.
This is what I want to tell everybody. I could live. If you're a Dolphin fan, you can live with two to three throws that are,
of course.
They might have not had enough zip or a look wob. But if he's going to, out of 10 throws, if two or three is going to be in, but the other seven are to Waddle and to Tyreek and to Berrios, some of the throws he threw to Berrios were phenomenal, bro. So, yes. Yeah, you would live with that.
I was yesterday listening to Vic Fangio saying, if we play defense like we did in game one, we're not going to win a lot of games. You know, the defense, although not great, they were against a good offense too. I'm not all that scared because if they tighten it up a little more, just a little more, and we can score and have an offense like we had in that first game, just tightening up the defense a little bit, you're going to win a ton of games. So I don't think the defense... Of course, you don't want to give up. You want to win 38-6. You want to win 38-7. But even if the defense isn't elite, with this elite offense, as long as you're good on defense, you're going to be a great team. So I say, Vic Fangio, new system, new guys, first game of the year, good team, tighten it up. You don't have to tighten up the whole world and give up only 100 yards a game. Just tighten it up a little. Because if this offense could keep rolling like it is now, you're good. So maybe the defense isn't as much of a red flag. Let's be worried as much as we should have initially thought after what happened in week one.
We expected this to be a shootout.
We did.
I don't know why Dolphins fans. Now, I can understand the concern. Because it wasn't Herbert. It wasn't Herbie that was busting your ass. It was the running game. Yeah. So if the running game is going to start to kill you, and you know that I caught there are in the AFC so many great quarterbacks. If you can't stop the run, and you got good quarterbacks, great quarterbacks with unbelievable talent, skill position players outside, that's going to be a problem. That means you're going to be in a lot of shootouts, and I don't think you want to be in a lot of shootouts. That wasn't.
But I mean, if this offense continues to roll like it does, and Tua stays healthy. You can win a lot of these shootouts. You don't want to. You'll have a heart attack. You'll eat your fingernails to the bone, you know. But nonetheless, like I said, do I want the defense to be better? Of course, everybody wants 57-0 every game. They want to win 57-0. The offense runs up and down the field. The defense stops three and out every time. That's not a reality. But if the defense, and I do expect them, how many weeks? I asked this last night when I was on. How many weeks do you think, and they asked Vic Fangio, does it take our players to adjust to your system? And he says, well, everywhere is different. When I was in Chicago, the cupboard was bare. When I was in Denver, we had injuries. Every situation is different. How many weeks do you give this Dolphins defense adjusting to the Vic Fangio to where they really feel comfortable in what they're doing? I say four. By the fourth week, they should be very comfortable.